So here we are. Welcome to the very first episode of Conversations with Nova Reid. What an absolute delight it is for me to be bringing these podcast episodes to you during this time to keep you company in these curious times and also far beyond. It's a pleasure to share this corner of the internet with you, and I've been wanting to do a podcast for over a year now, and actually was in talks with a couple of podcast hosts to do a project together. But the wheels were moving in slow motion, and given that I personally have been given the gift of time, I thought I would seize the opportunity and bring to you conversations that I feel are absolutely urgent. So it's a pleasure to be in this position where I can share these heart-led conversations with you. So for those of you who are coming to me for the first time, my name is Nova Reid and I'm an anti-racism campaigner, and essentially I love to help people be the change that they want to see in the world. And that takes on many different formats, one of which is an online anti-racism course I have, helping people to be better allies and raise socially conscious children. Before this little incident, shall we call it, I used to also offer in-person events. I'm also a professional speaker, recently did a TEDx talk on hidden racism. And I also work with not only individuals, but progressive organisations. So organisations that really want to start to role model change and lead by example on having these conversations, but also consistently taking action so that we improve and change outcomes. So that's a whirlwind about me. I also used to work in mental well-being for just under 10 years. So I will be fusing and bringing a lot of conversations that look at looking after ourselves and supporting our well-being as people who are engaged in this work to be actively anti-racist, and also to my black and brown peers and people of colour who are navigating this world through the lens of race and trying to navigate regular exposure to trauma without having a detrimental impact on our mental health. So I will be sort of exploring that and giving opportunities to provide tips and tools and also sharing about the impact of that with you. So this podcast promises to have real, raw, unedited conversations with some incredible human beings who I have met in my life. And they will be sharing their lived experiences of navigating this funny thing called life through the lens of race. They'll be sharing their wisdom, they'll be sharing some of their heartbreaks, and they'll be sharing some of their joy. I'll also be joined by a number of peers and white passing people who are on their way to being actively anti-racist. They're currently and intentionally unlearning their racism, and so we'll hear from them as well about the challenges and triumphs along the way and the vulnerability that is required to do this work, and how necessary this work is and how life-changing this work is. Alongside that, I'll also be talking with other change makers who are doing great work in their respective fields, so you can hear from them. The one thing that will be in common with all of these conversations is that they are raw, they are honest, and I'm encouraging every single interviewee to be unedited. So that might mean some of what we say might trigger you. It might make you feel all kinds of stuff. And what I'm inviting you to do in this series is to lean into anything that triggers you, to sit with it, to get curious. Because we don't make change by sitting in the cozy corner of our comfort zones and being told how good we are as human beings. We make change by being able to sit with uncomfortable truths, to self-interrogate, and to role model vulnerability. So I hope that these conversations will be the start of that. They were also deeply enriching, hugely moving, but I do have to give a caveat that there will be some people who will be sharing personal experiences of racism, which some listeners might find upsetting. So I just want to give a caveat with that. I approach all of my conversations with honesty and also lightness as well. So you will be getting the light and shade and the yin and yang. So that I can promise you, but I can't wait. Episodes will drop every Wednesday. So this week, lucky old you, will get 2 episodes. And yeah, I look forward to hearing how the conversations move you, how they inspire you, and how they motivate you. So interesting times. Absolutely interesting times. And this week, the time of recording this, and I have to say, this is like version 10 of this. Like, why didn't anyone tell me that recording and editing podcasts requires some level of skill? It's taken me all morning, but this is going to be the edit. I'm not doing another one after this. So if it's imperfect, then I'm role modeling vulnerability in action. But what I've noticed this the week of recording this, I delivered a workshop on a free workshop on Instagram on building resilience during adversity. So just leaning into my background in working in mental health to be able to give people tangible tools for them to lean into to support you during this time. And I was thrilled to have a number of NHS workers be able to join and really, really use it as a boost for and something to nurture their own well-being. And so I had 6 people working on the front line. So key workers, doctors, child psychologists, biomedical scientists working on the vaccine, nurses, birth workers, contacts me. 4 of them contacted me. No, I'm lying. 6 of them contacted me. 4 of them are anti-racism students and the other 2 aren't. And each of them, during the middle of a global pandemic, when they are on the front line, they are working. They are essentially not safe at home and doing what they can to risk their well-being in order to better serve and look after us and protect us. And they are leaning into anti-racism work like their life depended on it. So all those people who were giving me rhetorics like now is not the time for racism and now is not the time to get political, those who are working on the front line are leaning into their allyship in a powerful way. Because what they are realising, and what I like to talk about with anti-racism work, is that when you do this work, when you lean in, when you are actively anti-racist, and I use the word actively anti-racist, the work becomes you. It's not something that is done on the side on a Saturday or when you've put the kids to bed or during the Christmas holidays. It is something that is in your life every day and it factors into every interaction and decision you make, including what is going on in the middle of a global pandemic that can impact social outcomes. This work is urgent. Anybody who thinks that racism is not intrinsically linked to healthcare outcomes, to who is being portrayed as heroes in the NHS and who isn't, who is on the front line, who is going to be more compounded by the current circumstances, if we don't think that it is intrinsically linked, that, my friends, is the epitome of white privilege and not understanding or not being curious to at least start to try to better understand how they are intrinsically linked. So I hope that these conversations will be shining a bit of a spotlight on what systemic racism looks like. And that when I talk about hidden racism, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about systemic racism, and we'll go into this more within these conversations. But I just wanted to openly give a PDA, and then these people aren't asking for a PDA, they're just doing the work because it's the right thing to do and they care about everyone in humanity. Before I did my TEDx talk in Frankfurt in November 2019, I was doing some research And as I said, it was all around his hidden racism, systemic racism, microaggressions, languages that if you haven't come across them before, you will certainly come to have a better understanding of them as these episodes go on. But there was a study I saw by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and it said, if you care about the health and well-being of all our children, then we need to take intentional steps to address racism. And that to me is at the core, it's taking intentional steps. And I think those six people that I just mentioned now are walking, talking, breathing examples of that. Colleague of mine, Leila Sard, author of Me and My White Supremacy, incredible human. I had the pleasure of supporting her on a book tour and hearing her speak in March before this curious times kicked off. And she was being interviewed by the founder of Women of the World Festival, Jude Kelly. And I can't remember the question that Jude asked her, but I remember Layla's response. And it was around, like, how do you know when people have done anti-racism work? I'm going to caveat that. How do you know when white people have done anti-racism work? And she said she can tell when people have read the book cognitively, and those who have done the work embodied it, role modeled it. And to me, the example that I've just given you with those key workers and NHS workers are that it just becomes you. It's second nature. You're thinking more expansively. Your eyes and your world is just more open, and you're able to see the world with a different lens on. And that's what I hope that these conversations will be able to do and support you with, as well as hearing and being inspired by people's experiences that are different to our own. This definitely is a time for many of us, for me personally, for pause. I think I've been moving in that direction anyway, so towards the end of last year was quite challenging for me. I lost a dear friend to breast cancer, and it makes you forget at times that without our health we have nothing. And I do believe that the current circumstances are just reinforcing that with durable masking tape. Without our health we have nothing. So for those of us who are safe at home, all we've been asked to do is stay at home, social distance, practice good hygiene and wash our hands in order to serve humanity right now, and to pause. It's forcing us to pause. One of my dear colleagues, Donna Lancaster, founder of a healing retreat called The Bridge, said recently that one of the addictions that has become most socially acceptable is the addiction of working and being busy. And whilst I'm saying this with a caveat, because those of us who are working from home are probably feeling like we're doing even more work now, especially those who are homeschooling. But the work, if you just take work on its own, without the global pandemic on top, work is something that's become a socially acceptable norm. We're becoming addicted to it. And I do feel like these circumstances will change us. In sort of the beginning phase of understanding the magnitude of what CV19 could do to us in terms of humanity and in terms of disrupting life as we know it, after the initial sort of panic and anxiety, it really made me think about that actually we are on the cusp of change right now, whether we like it or not. And so I want to use this opportunity to slow down, to pause, to feel whatever I need to feel, and to consciously think about who I want to be and how I want to serve myself, because I often neglect myself, but also how I want to continue serving humanity after this season, because this season will pass, my friends, this season will pass. And so that's a question I ask you to just hold in your mind, how do you want to serve after this? How do you want to be in this world? What role do you want to play? Because seismic change is happening whether we like it or not. And I think with adversity, some of us experience adversity more than others, which is, I talked about in my resilience workshop, is indicative of how we're seeing different pots of people being able to better cope and sit with uncertainty than others. But I always believe, regardless of the pain that we experience, regardless of the grief that comes with it, the sadness, the anger, all of those stuff, all of those human conditions and emotions that come with it, there is always, within adversity, there is always opportunity. There is always room for growth. There is always room for learning. And so for me, that's the one I want you to hold in mind. At the end of this season, who do you want to be? Who do you want to become? How do you want to serve? How do you want to better serve humanity? And so for me, this podcast is launching at exactly the right time, because ending systemic racism takes us to be intentional. It requires us to be vulnerable, and it requires us to be able to say the unsayable, to sit with the uncomfortable, and to change our behaviour so that we can start to change the outcome. And if this isn't an opportunity for change and a call to change and a call to action and a call to do better, then I don't know what is. So that's me winging it for the first episode. Delight to have you with me. Cannot wait to share these conversations with you. It will be a mixture of interviews and solo sessions from me. And I really invite you to be present fully and share any aha moments. Lean into things that make you feel uncomfortable or triggered. And just think about, yeah, these times will bring out the best in humanity and the worst of humanity. And we have a choice in how we choose to show up and how we choose to be led by courage or to be led by fear. I know which one I'm choosing. So yeah, next episode will be dropping in your favourite podcast app on Wednesday. And if my conversations move you, please leave a review and share with anybody who needs to hear this and start to be part of a powerful movement and a tidal wave of change. That's it from me. See you back on Wednesday. What a pleasure to be sharing this corner of the internet with you. Take care of you. Talk soon.